Today is Friday, July 23rd, 2021. On this day in 2019, police were called to a North Carolina hospital to investigate a woman accused of selling her child for a car. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of these crimes, listener discretion is advised. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today we're covering an incident in Thomasville, North Carolina, where Alice Todd attempted to sell her own child. Let's go back to the High Point Medical Center on July 23, 2019, where staff received an upsetting arrival. The minute 47-year-old Tina Chavis walked into the hospital with a 2-year-old child, employees were suspicious. The toddler was badly bruised, and the mother seemed to dodge every question lobbed at her. All Chavis told the staff was that her child needed medical care, but when she was asked to produce documentation, she changed her story. She clarified that she was the adoptive parent, not the biological mother. The case grew even stranger when Chavis claimed she couldn't provide any proof she had legally adopted the child either. There was no longer any question. Something unusual was definitely going on. The woman's story was inconsistent and concerning. The hospital called the police and notified Child Protective Services. CPS determined that because Chavis couldn't prove she had legal custody, a relative should take care of the child while police looked into the matter. With that, the investigation into Tina Chavis began. Chavis lived in Thomasville, North Carolina, with her husband, Vicenzio Mendoza Romero. Both of them claimed to have custody of the child, but neither of them had the paperwork to prove it. The police started to suspect they'd stumbled upon a case of illegal adoption. The phenomenon is more common than the average person might expect. Adoption is a practice as old as civilization itself, but for most of its history, the institution was specifically designed to meet the needs of the parents rather than the children. It wasn't until the mid-1800s when people in power started to reconsider the practice of treating children like pawns in adult games. In 1851, Massachusetts passed the Adoption of Children Act, the first law that codified modern adoption. Essentially, the state was empowered to determine whether the arrangement with the parent was beneficial to the child. Before this legislation, that question was largely deemed irrelevant. Nowadays, adoption is a complicated legal process, and it's that way by design. If there was no neutral party involved, people could easily trade their children for money or other goods. There would be no safeguards guaranteeing that the children grow up in healthy environments. So when the police in Thomasville, North Carolina opened their investigation on Tina Chavis, they had one concern on their minds: whether their arrangement was good for the toddler, or if it was even legal at all. Coming up, investigators discover the child's true identity.
Imagine living with a secret so big that if anyone ever found out, it would change everything. Imagine carrying that secret with you every day, desperate to one day get it off your chest. Do you think you could take a secret like that to the grave? I'm Estefania Hageman, host of the new Parcast series, Deathbed Confessions, the show where we dive deep into the most explosive things people have admitted to while drawing their last breath. From murder, fake identities, heists, illicit affairs, and even top government secrets. This season on Deathbed Confessions, we investigate cases like Frank Thorogood, the construction worker who claimed that the drowning of Rolling Stones founder Brian Jones was no accident. Margaret Gibson, a silent film actress who, while dying of a heart attack, confessed to one of the most famous unsolved crimes in Hollywood history. And ex-CIA officer Howard Hunt, who on his deathbed confessed to playing a role in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Deathbed Confessions is a Spotify original from Parcast, airing episodes weekly starting July 21st. Follow and listen to Deathbed Confessions for free on Spotify.
And now, back to the story. On July 23, 2019, a North Carolina hospital notified police of a mother who may have illegally adopted a child. After 2 short months, authorities wrapped up their investigation. They had found the child's biological mother, a 45-year-old woman named Alice Todd. Alice had apparently conducted an illegal trade with Tina Chavez and Vicencio Romero. She exchanged her child for a car. The story scandalized local news outlets. Alice clearly knew what her baby was worth to her, a 1992 Plymouth Laser. Police took all three parties immediately into custody, charging them with the unlawful sale, surrender, or purchase of a minor. Meanwhile, they placed the child in the care of one of Alice's relatives. On October 3, 2019, the trio were sent to prison, with a court date planned for October 21st. The bail was set at $50,000 per person. This news horrified Americans across the country. The crime seemed like a relic from another age, but illegal adoptions aren't unheard of in modern America, and sometimes they've even been organized into money-making operations. Take the Tennessee Children's Home Society, for example. The orphanage seemed like a completely legitimate adoption agency. It was founded in 1897 and operated for decades, becoming a highly successful institution. A woman named Georgia Tan took over the business in 1922. Under her leadership, the organization flourished, and Tan became a valued member of the community, until a scandal broke out. Officials started to get suspicious when they noticed Tan had been destroying all her paperwork. They launched an investigation, but were terrified by what they found. In 1950, federal agencies revealed that the society had been a front for a black market child smuggling ring. Tan kidnapped children, sold them to rich parents, and pocketed up to 90% of the profits herself. Yet authorities were never actually able to charge Tan for her crimes. She died of uterine cancer before the investigation concluded. The organization was disbanded, and Tennessee used the scandal to reinforce their adoption laws. Cases like these show us how some of the worst people see children as a simple value proposition. Alice Todd's trade of a baby for a car is pretty tame compared to what Tan did, but it speaks to how vulnerable the adoption process is. We don't know much about the circumstances of Alice Todd's life. The fact that she was willing to give away her child for a car suggests that she needed help. It's possible the stress of being a single mother was too much for her. During the police investigation, authorities interviewed neighbors who told them that Romero and Chavez really did care for Alice's child. It's possible the two of them decided to take the baby from Alice, hoping to provide them with a better life. They might not have had the time to wait or the economic means to properly adopt. That said, we don't know if we can truly rely on the neighbor's testimony. It's fine for close friends to look after children on weekends, but every baby deserves a loving family who can properly provide for them. That's part of the responsibility that comes with having a child. Without the official process keeping us in check, real children are treated like economic tools. It might be time to take a closer look at the adoption process in America. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskin, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Matthew Teamstra, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells, and fact-checking by Cheyenne Lopez. I'm Vanessa Richardson.